Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for a new day to experience your opinion so we can partake of your glory and be changed. Thank you for that wonderful scripture in 2 Corinthians 3, where you talk about the glory we have. It's not a glory that fades like under the law with Moses, but it's a glory that gets more and more as we behold the glory of the Lord, your glory. We are changed from one degree of glory to the next. So thank you for this beautiful reality of your word that brings your opinion, that brings glory into our life, because after all, it's you that's watching over your word to perform it and enlightening our hearts, our minds, our attitudes, and our actions in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, precious family. Sorry, I've just slept Denita sleep in, and I was having some quiet time, so yeah, so let's enjoy. It's Matthew 11, 9 to 11. Tell me, what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, indeed. Speaking about John, eh? John the Baptist. But you saw much more than a prophet, for John is the one to whom the scripture says, I will send my messenger ahead of you to open the way for you. I assure you that John the Baptist is greater than anyone who has ever lived, but one of the least in the kingdom is greater than John. So it's so beautiful, you know. We see John had the wonderful privilege, through the splendor of God, through the glory of God, through the leading of God, to be the messenger that introduced and then ushered in Jesus and then pointed the way to Jesus. I love it there the scripture's flying out of my head now. But where he takes his disciples, and one of them, two of his disciples, start following Jesus, and one of them is John, the beloved disciple, and he says, behold the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And there we got him introducing Jesus and then giving him a beautiful disciples that's been prepared by John. And so the wonderful thing of John, he spoke about that Jesus will baptize us in the spirit. He will give us the Spirit, and then everything that is not of God, every tree, every plant that's not of God, he will uproot. And then also in the same light, we can understand, because he who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we can become the righteousness of God in him, and then bring out the plan, the goodness of God towards us, the unique destiny, because we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works laid out there for us. So yeah, so that was the beauty of John. He introduced Jesus, and introducing Jesus, he was introducing the one that built the house, that has paid the price, that set free the captives, that is ruling and reigning to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. And so here it also tells us that the least of us will be even better than John in the kingdom. But then, I mean, we don't throw away that wonderful foundations. What did John represent? Dedication to God, committed to God, obedient to God, declaring the word of the Lord in boldness and in confidence. So those one, and what do we see in that? A disciple, a dedicated, disciplined disciple. And that's like the basic necessity for us to be disciples and following the Lord daily, so that we can bring the kingdom, bring about the portion of the kingdom realities that's laid up for us in the heart of God. And it's coming from fellowship with the Father and Son. So be blessed to know you loved. The love is being secured in Jesus. And it's perfect love that casts out all fear that's come our way now in Christ Jesus, that we can keep focus, that we can put on the armor, the truth, and so getting away with getting rid of all lies, righteousness, the shield of faith, faith we can stand in our faith, in the faith of the truth, of the righteousness, and then declaring the truth, declaring the word, declaring the righteousness as a sword of the Spirit, and walking in it, sharing this gospel, this good news, and then having the helmet of salvation. So we see the helmet of salvation is one of the last things in the kingdom. Okay, no, sorry, it's not. The praying for all the saints, not being weary, persevering, that's the last. But we see the helmet of salvation come when you understand and you've walked the walk, you've got the truth, you've taken hold of the truth in your heart, you've stood in faith, you've walked in the gospel, and you're getting to understand the salvation. And what is salvation? It's putting on Jesus. Put on Jesus and make no provision for the flesh. That says scripture's flying out of my head this morning. But yeah, so just guys, just keep your focus, looking to your Lord, looking to your Savior, hearing from your Lord, walking with your Lord, working together with Him. The grace of God is not in vain, it's to your gain. Amen.